Tonight's game between the Putnam County Midgets and the North Shelby Raiders are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. And that's Donnie Middleton in La Plata, Missouri, standing by.
And welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament Boys Consolation Time, the North Shelby Raiders and the Putnam County Midgets. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, North Shelby. They came in with a record of 9-11. It would be Gabe Orr, a junior. J.D. Rich, a senior. Brendan McDaniel, a senior. Jay Daniel, a sophomore. And Casey Shockley, a senior. Gabe Orr, J.D. Rich, Brendan McDaniel, Jay Daniel, Casey Shockley. Raiders coached by Cody Stoneburr. Again, they are 9-11. For Putnam County, it'll be Carter Simmons, a junior. Jay Solomon, a senior. Owen Ream, a junior. Trace Riediger, a junior. And who am I missing? Blaine Perkins. How can you miss Blaine Perkins? Carter Simmons, Blaine Perkins, Chase Tomlin, Owen Ream, and Trace Riediger. The Midgets are 12-9 and coached by Kyle Fleischman. So we're set to play basketball. Boys consolation game is Trace Riediger will jump center against Brendan McDaniel. Ball is up tip. It's controlled by Putnam County. Carter Simmons to Perkins. Gets it to Ream on the right wing to Perkins. Free throw line Riediger. Tomlin from 15, no good. Rebound tipped around. Simmons had it. Knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Jay Daniel. So Owen Ream will inbound underneath his own basket. As Ream slaps the ball, looks for somebody, finds Riediger. Jump the pass and then shot the shot from five. Spins in and out, no good. And now here comes Jay Daniel driving along the left baseline, and a whistle and a foul. Joel Shipman gets over. Foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. So Simmons picks up his first foul. J.D. Rich will inbound underneath his own basket, gets it out to Gabe Orr. Orr at the top of the key to McDaniel on the right wing. Inside to Daniel. Kicks it back to Orr on the right wing. To Rich between the two circles. Orr on the right wing. Jade Daniel on the right corner. Skips it to Rich. Three-pointer on the way and no good. And Daniel comes off the rebound, puts up a shot, rejected by Simmons. Bites for the loose ball, and out with it comes J.D. Rich. 2-3 zone by Putnam County as Rich has it between the two circles. In the center circle, guarded by Owen Ream. As Rich gets the ball to Orr on the left wing in the left corner, Shockley. They get it inside to Brendan McDaniel. A little 10-foot jumper from the dotted line, no good. Loose ball picked up by Trace Riediger to Ream. Now Perkins gives it back to Ream. Three-pointer off the right wing, no good. And Trace Riediger had the rebound. McDaniel took it away from him to Rich. Rich had it passed all the way by Owen Ream. And Ream takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and Ream walked with it. Took one too many steps against J.D. Rich. So now pressure by Putnam County as Rich will inbound to McDaniel. McDaniel gets it ahead to Orr. Orr underneath tried to find Jay Daniel and knocked away by Owen Ream. Picked up by Simmons, back to Ream. Now bad pass, lazy pass taken away by Rich to the house. Lays it up and in. 2 points for J.D. Rich. Pressure by North Shelby. Perkins gives the ball to Riediger. Riediger tried to get it to Simmons, stolen away by McDaniel. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Brendan McDaniel with 2 points. Now timeout on the floor. Kyle Fleischman wants to talk it over. 5:55 left to play in the first quarter. It's North Shelby 4, Putnam County nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Back at the plate, Trace Riediger went right down the middle, laid up a shot. He missed the shot, but he was fouled by Brendan McDaniel. That's his first, and Trace Riediger at the line looking for his first points. In fact, looking for Putnam County's first points. Riediger eyes it, fires it, missed it. 5:48 left to play in the first quarter, just the start of this one from the little plated tournament. As Riediger, second shot on the way, missed it, and Simmons off the rebound. Chase Tomlin backs in, picks up a shot, blocked by McDaniel. Out with it comes Jade Daniel. Rich between the two circles now, or between the two circles. Shockley has it in the left corner, the right corner. Rich, his 15-footer on the way and got it. 4 points for J.D. Rich. 6-0. North Shelby the lead as Ream in the backcourt gives it to Perkins through a double team. Riediger now. Ream will try three. And Gabe Moore got a piece of it. Loose ball comes out to Tomlin, gets it to Riediger, puts it up and in. 2 points for Riediger. Pressure by Putnam County. J.D. Rich has the ball poked away. And Perkins tried to save it inbound. Didn't quite get it. So it'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Again, pressure by the Midgets. Rich looks for somebody, finds McDaniel. McDaniel dribbles down to into the forecourt to Shockley. Left corner, it goes to Orr, to Daniel. McDaniel from the dotted line puts it up and got it. 4 points from Brendan McDaniel. 8-2, North Shelby the lead. As Ream gets it inside to Simmons, put up a little five-footer, missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Owen Ream will trigger. Gets it to Riediger. Riediger, little five-footer off glass, no good. Carter Simmons had the loose ball, stolen away by Gabe Orr. Orr to the basket, lays it up and got it. 2 points for Gabe Orr. As Gabe went down, hit the front of the stage, which is padded, but the basket counts. The foul is going to be on Blaine Perkins. So Perkins picks up the foul. That's his first. Cooper Hornaday checks in. Also checking in is Braden McReynolds. Escape or they tell him to go over and check with Cody Stoneburner, or maybe the official just said, son, you go sit down. As to shoot the free throws will be Cole Browning. So Browning shoots free throws for Gabe Orr. Browning, he'll try to complete the three-point play. Shots up and no good. Trace Riediger with the rebound to Perkins. Perkins splits a double team, gets the ball to Riediger. Riediger into a double team. Made the shot, but I think they're going to call it on the floor. As the foul will be on Jay Daniel. So Daniel picks up his first foul. McReynolds to the top of the key to Perkins. Now McReynolds out of the corner. Three-pointer, bullseye. Bane McDaniel has three. Here comes J.D. Rich down the far sideline. McDaniel inside to Daniel, puts it up off glass, got it. 2 points for Jay Daniel, give the assist to Brendan McDaniel. So Chase Tomlin on the far sideline, gives it to Perkins. Now McDaniel on the right wing, spin move into the paint, walked with it. So J.D. Rich will trigger. Looks for somebody. Now tried to throw the ball inbound, knocked away by Perkins, saved inbounds by Perkins to Hornaday. McReynolds back to Hornaday, gets it in. Perkins inside to Trace Riediger, put it up and in. 14-5. North Shelby with the lead as Rich gets it into Browning. Browning gives it back to Rich. Rich ahead to Shockley on the left baseline. Daniel drives the baseline, puts it up and got it. 4 points for Jay Daniel. 12-7. I thought they had the score wrong. Now it's 12-7. They get Perkins gets the ball to Riediger, and he was fouled by Browning. So Cole Browning picks up a foul. Jace Tomlin will check out, and Mason Morris will check in for Putnam County. Perkins between the two circles. Perkins does a lot of no-look passes, and some of them, the would-be recipient not looking for them, and that was the case right there. So the turnover gives it back to North Shelby. Rich will bring it across the timeline, picked up by McReynolds. Gabe Orr back in the ball game on the right wing in the right corner to Daniel. Now Rich for three. Bullseye! J.D. Rich with 7 points. And it's 15-7. Should be as Perkins dribbles to a triple team. Dumps it down to Hornaday. A little five-footer. Missed it. And McDaniel off the rebound. And now North Shelby wants a timeout. 2:30 left to play in the first quarter. And go with the scoreboard. It says North Shelby 12 and Putnam County 7. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Back in La Plata, as we're during the break, the scoreboard corrected itself, and it's North Shelby with a 10-point lead, 17-7, with the basketball. As Orr to the right wing. Now Rich, a long three on the way, no good. And off the rebound, Daniel gets it back out to Orr, to Rich. McDaniel has it on the left wing. Now they give it along the baseline to Jay Daniel, put up a shot blocked by Riediger. Gives it to Ream. Then with Reynolds, trying to get back to Reem. Couldn't hang on to the pass, stolen away by Daniel. Takes it to the hoop, put up a shot, rejected by Owen Reem. Goes up on the stage, it'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds, underneath the own basket. Rich will trigger. Gets it out to Browning on the left wing. McDaniel on the left wing. Hands the ball to Rich. Rich back to McDaniel, left wing, inside to Browning on the left lane. Gabe Orr, a little five-footer off the baseline, no good. Airballed it, but McDaniel comes out with it. To Rich, top of the key. Rich back to McDaniel. He'll try a three on the way. Bullseye! Brendan McDaniel with 7 points. 20-7. North Shelby with the lead. Here comes Putnam County. Owen Ream to Morris. Gives it to Hornaday. Hornaday kicks it back out in the left corner to Ream for three. Bullseye! Owen Ream hits a three. 10 point. North Shelby lead 20-10. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. Rich gives it to Orr. Between the two circles back to Rich. To the deep left wing in the left corner of McDaniel. To Rich. Back to McDaniel left corner. Inside to Jay Daniel. He whistle and a foul. Had it at the dotted line. It's going to be on the floor. The foul's going to be on Cooper Hornaday. So Hornaday will pick up his first foul. Rich gets it to Orr between the two circles. Orr trying to bounce past McDaniel, stolen away by Riediger. Now Ream will take it to the hoop, lays it up, no good. Riediger had the ball, stolen away by Rich. Rich takes it to the right wing and the right corner to Orr. As Gabe Orr cut off on the baseline by Morris. Gives the ball to Daniel in the right corner. Bounce pass back to Rich, top of the key. McDaniel to the dotted line, running 10-footer, no good. And Daniel off the rebound to Gabe Orr to Rich. Rich drives down the right lane, put up a shot. And rebound goes out of bounds, and last touch by Putnam County. So Rich again, inbound. Browning, three-pointer on the way, skips across the rim out of the right corner. Putnam County with the basketball. It's Owen Ream with 3 seconds, with two. Top of the key, McReynolds fires a three at the buzzer. No good, and that's into the first quarter with the score. North Shelby 20 and Putnam County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports. A 60.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament as we start the second quarter boys' consolation game as North Shelby doubling up Putnam County in the first quarter, 20-10. And Putnam County, North Shelby will have the basketball as Clay Cook will inbound. Gets it to Rich, back to Cook on the left wing. Cook had the ball, bad, makes a bad pass stolen by McReynolds. Gets it ahead to Morris. Now Ream in the left corner. The Riediger, the McReynolds. 15-footer, got it. Braden McReynolds with five. 20-12 as Rich will bring it across the timeline. Free throw line. Shots put up by McDaniel. A little 5-foot floater. Got it. 9 points and then McDaniel. As now Trace Riediger got a bounce pass. Bounced a little too high. Tried to one-hand back to McReynolds and walked with it. So Cook again will inbound to Rich. Rich has it between the two circles to Cook on the left wing. Cook takes a free throw line, left side of the circle to Rich. McDaniel's in the right corner. Inside it goes to Shockley. Now to Daniel. Loose ball picked up by Riediger. Gives it back to McReynolds. To Riediger. Inside to Simmons. Simmons walked with it. So, Raiders kind of dodged the bullet there. 22-12. North Shelby with the lead. 7 minutes left to play in the first half. As Rich across the timeline to Shockley in the left corner. And now McDaniel walked with it. Had it on the right wing and just literally took two steps. Now McReynolds brings it across the timeline. Kicks it back to Ream. Riediger gets it out to Morris. Morris cut off on the left baseline. Ream for three out of the corner. Bullseye. Owen Ream was six. If they get it to the wrong side again, so we'll have to wait. It should be, okay, 24-15. As Shockley takes a loose ball, got it, took it right to the hoop, laid it up and in. 2 points for Casey Shockley. 24-15. Carter Simmons drives the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Reading over the rebound. His foot back right in front of the basket. Couldn't go, make it go. And the foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. So the second foul on Simmons. Chase Tomlin will check back in for Putnam County. Rich will walk it across the timeline for the Raiders. Rich guarded by Ream to McDaniel. Now Cook on the left wing. Rich to the right wing, Shockley. In the right corner, McDaniel. Gives it back to Daniel in a double team. Daniel wants to put up the shot and got it to go. Hard work by Jay Daniel, and it paid off. He has six. Back to a 12-point North Shelby lead. Carter Simmons to Ream. tried to go inside with it, and no-look pass. But Riediger bounced off Riediger's hand and out of bounds. So Simmons will check out. Cooper Hornaday will check back in. Rich to McDaniel. Shockley in the left, the right corner. Back to Rich between the two circles to Clay on the left wing. Back to Rich. Rich takes it down the left lane out to McDaniel. He drives the baseline, puts up his shot, missed it, but drew the foul on Cooper Hornaday, and that's his second. The second foul on Cooper Hornaday. And to the line will go Brendan McDaniel. He has 9, looking for 10. Shots up, got it. 10 points for Brendan McDaniel. 5:07 left to play in the first half. As Clay Cook will check out, and end the ball game will come back to Gabe Orr. The second free throw is good. 11 points for McDaniel. 28-15. North Shelby with the lead as Green gets it high post to Trace Riediger. Down low it goes to Hornaday. Put up a shot, missed it, but he drew a foul. As the foul is going to be on McDaniel. McDaniel picks up his second personal foul. And Cooper Hornaday will be at the line to shoot 2. Looks for his first points of the game. First shot up. Got it. 1 point for Cooper Hornaday. As Cole Browning will check back in and McDaniel will set down. So Hornaday with 1, looking for 2. Shots on the way. Got them both. 2 points for Cooper Hornaday. Placed by Putnam County as Rich looks for somebody to throw it to. Half-court pass to Gabe Orr. Slapped out of bounds by Rame. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. J.D. Rich gets in the backcourt to Cole Browning. Back to Rich across the timeline. He's picked up by Rame. Gives the ball to Cole Browning on the left wing. Browning looks inside. Nobody's there. Tried to get him in a double team. Finally gets back to Orr. Back to Browning. Browning inside the arc on the left wing. To Rich. Back to Browning. As Browning gives it to Rich. Top of the key to Orr on the right wing. In the right corner to Shockley for 3. Off the side of the glass. No good. And Owen Ream comes out with a rebound. Almost stolen away by Shockley. But Ream recovers. Gets it to Tomlin on the left wing. To Ream to the right wing. McReynolds. As the ball bounced, slapped around. Hornaday had it. Lost it. And picked up by Browning. To Rich. As Rich has it between the two circles. As Rich to Gabe Orr. Orr to Browning. Back to Orr. Back to Browning. Inside it goes to Daniel. Batted away and picked up by Rich off glass. Got it. 9 points for J.D. Rich. And now timeout on the floor. 3:40 left to play in the ball game. In the first half, rather. North Shelby 30 and Putnam County 17. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field. Putnam County Midget Teams.
35 with the play in the first half. Boys' consolation game. Putnam County's Trace Riediger to free throw line. Now Ream, another three. Bounce across the rim, no good. Hornaday with the rebound. Gets it in. Riediger puts it up and in. 6 points for Trace Riediger. 30-19. North Shelby with the lead and the basketball. Rich gets to Shockley on the left wing. Now Orr drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to Shockley along the left baseline. To Browning. Rich at the top of the key. Shockley will try a three. No good. And Hornaday comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Ream. Ream motors down the far sideline. Gets it down to Hornaday on the right block. Kicks it back out to Perkins. Perkins dumps it down low to Tomlin. Puts up the shot and missed the bunny. And Rich off the rebound. Rich in a hurry. No look pass underneath and sent it to Jay Daniel. Off Jade's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball. A little pressure by North Shelby as Brendan McDaniel checks back in. Jay Daniel will set down for a breather. Owen Ream inbounds to Perkins. As Perkins gives it back to Ream. Tomlin on the left wing. As Tomlin bounce pass back to Ream between the two circles. As they try to get it over to Morris, batted away and stolen away by McDaniel. McDaniel back to Rich. And now Shockley to the left lane, back to McDaniel. McDaniel will drive, dribble drive off the right wing, lace it up and in. 13 points for McDaniel. Trace Riediger takes it right down the paint. Maybe should have taken the shot, tried to dump it off to Perkins, and Perkins wasn't ready for it. So a turnover gives it back to the Raiders. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Rich will bring it across the timeline to McDaniel on the deep left wing. In the left corner to Orr. Back to McDaniel. Backdoor play, tried to get it to Rich. Fans back out in the right corner. Now Browning for three, no good. And off the rebound, Owen Ream. Perkins. Perkins dumps it off. It didn't make any difference. The foul is going to be an offensive foul on Blaine Perkins. That's his second. So two fouls on Perkins as Jay Daniel checks back in. Cole Browning will set down. 1:42 left to play in the first half. J.D. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Or in the right corner on the right baseline. It goes to Daniel. Puts it up and in. Jay Daniel with 8 points. 34-19 as Trace Riediger takes it down the middle, tried to dump it off to Tomlin. Off Tomlin's hands and out of bounds. As Owen Ream will inbound, goes out of bounds off the hands of North Shelby. As Owen Ream checks out, McReynolds gets the top of the key to Tomlin. Now McReynolds will try a three, no good. Rebound is saved by Morris in the right corner. Morris cut off right side of the circle to McReynolds. Now Blaine Perkins takes it to the house, lays it up, missed it, and drew a foul. And the foul's going to be on as soon as it's Jay Daniel. So second foul on Daniel, who's on the floor. McReynolds underneath his own basket. Tried to get it to Morris, knocked out of bounds by McReynolds. So McDaniel and McReynolds will inbound again. Gets it to Perkins, kicks it out to Riediger. Riediger takes it to the hoop, off glass, missed it. Rebound tipped around. Shockley comes away with it. The whistle and a foul. It's either on McReynolds or Trace Riediger. It's going to be on Riediger. So Trace Riediger picks up his first foul. That's the 17th foul against Putnam County. And Casey Shockley will be at the line. As McDaniels checks out, Clay Cook checks back in for the Raiders. Shockley will shoot a 1-1. He has 2 points, looking for three. Shockley eyes it, fires it, and got it. 3 points for Casey Shockley. Shockley, three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it and missed it. And Chase Tomlin off the rebound to Blaine Perkins. Perkins across the timeline. Quick rental to Morris in the right corner. Dumps it down low to Riediger. Riediger off glass, got it. 8 points for Trace Riediger. 35-21. North Shelby with the lead in the basketball as Rich has it between the two circles. Rich gives it to Shockley between the two circles. Back to Rich. Rich on the deep right wing in the right corner. It goes to Jay Daniel. Daniel drives the baseline. And a whistle and a foul. Foul may be on Blaine Perkins. Let's see. No, it's going to be on Chase Tomlin. So Tomlin picks up his first foul. And Jay Daniel will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. He has 8 looking for 9. Isaac fires it. And in and out, no good. Is ready to go to the rebound to Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key. Inside to Riediger. Kicks it out to Morris for 3. No good. And Shockley saves the ball inbounds with right to Rich. Rich in a hurry. Rich dumps it off. Clay Cook for 3. Bullseye! At the buzzer, Clay Cook out of the left corner. And that's into the first half with the score. North Shelby 38, Putnam County 21. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The people who care at Allied Glass in Hiawatha would like to take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. This message courtesy of our good friends at Allied Glass, 1575 Kettleson Drive in Hiawatha. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. On the air, because they care.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances. Stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC.
Ever completely ready to adopt a teen?
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The murder.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata tournament. We're at halftime of this boys' consolation game, and North Shelby leading Putnam County 38-21. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, North Shelby. Clay Cook with 3 points. Gabe Orr with 2. J.D. Rich with 9. Brendan McDaniel with 13. Jade Daniel with 8. And Casey Shockley with 3. For Putnam County, Owen Ream with 6 points. Trace Riediger with 8. Braden McReynolds with 5 and Cooper Hornaday with 2. North Shelby led 20-10 after one quarter. Raiders outscored the Midgets 18-11 in the second quarter. And North Shelby leads here at halftime 38-21. Back with more in a couple of minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament, La Plata, Missouri. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMM FM Memphis, we're at halftime of the boys' consolation game. And it's North Shelby leading Putnam County 38-21. In the first game of the night, girls' consolation game, it was Atlanta winning their 13th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 44-28. Atlanta led in scoring by Kylie Majors with 23 points. Scotland County led by Paige Bishop with 12. Atlanta led 13-8 after one quarter. Scotland County outscored Atlanta 12-11 in the second quarter. Atlanta led 24-20 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored four apiece, and Atlanta still led by 28-24 at 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Atlanta outscored Scotland County 16-4, and Atlanta wins it 44-28. Atlanta takes home the consolation trophy on the girls' side. They improved to 13-9, Scotland County 9-13. And I'll be back with more in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
And welcome back again, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. 38-21, North Shelby leading Putnam County, halftime of the boys' consolation game. Coming up tomorrow, four games slated for the La Plata Tournament, the two third-place games and the two championship games. And they'll start out at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with the girls' third-place game. La Plata will play Canton. Then at 3:30, boys' third-place game, Canton and Schuyler County will have that one for you on KMEM. Then at 5 o'clock, the girls' championship game. That'll be Schuyler County and North Shelby. Also, we'll bring that one to you. Then at 6:30, the boys' championship game, Green City will play at playing Atlanta. And, of course, we will bring that one to you. So we'll have two games for you tomorrow afternoon. Some will play the tournament. Boys' third-place game, Schuyler County and Canton. And the girls' championship game, Schuyler County and North Shelby. You know, ironically, this will be the fourth time Schuyler County and North Shelby have played each other this year. And North Shelby leads the series 2-1. So it'll be interesting to see tomorrow how things go. North Shelby defeated Schuyler County once and lost once at Queen City, then beat Schuyler County at North Shelby High School. So this will be a true test on a neutral floor. So both teams back around their respective coaches. 38-21, North Shelby with the lead. And it'll be Putnam County basketball to start the second half. As North Shelby led in scoring by Brendan McDaniel with 13 first half points, to J.D. Rich with 8, and Jade Daniel with 8 points. So one thing about North Shelby, when they're going good, everybody is involved. So Putnam County will have the basketball to start third quarters. Owen Ream will inbound on the far sideline. Ream gets it to Perkins. As Perkins will walk it across the timeline to Morse, gets it inside, and to Riediger, missed another bunny. Rebound taken down by Rich. Get it in the right corner of McDaniel. Inside it goes to Daniel. Now McDaniel puts up a 5-foot jumper from the right block, missed it, and he was fouled. The foul's going to be on Carter Simmons, and that's his third. So Brendan McDaniel will be at the line. He has 13 points, looking for 14. First shot up, got it. 14 points for McDaniel. 39-21, North Shelby with the lead. McDaniel, next shot on the way, got them both. 15 points for Brendan McDaniel. Little pressure by North Shelby. Perkins gets it to Morris. Now they get it over to Ream. Ream will take it to the hoop, lays up a shot, missed it. As Carter Simmons with the basketball has it stolen away by Rich, gets it ahead to Orr. Glass got it. 4 points for Gabe Orr. Ream on the right wing, inside to Riediger, off glass, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Jay Daniel. That's the third foul on Jay Daniel. And for Riediger, that's his 10th point, trying to complete the three-point play. Shots up and missed it. Brendan McDaniel off the rebound to Rich. Rich to McDaniel. Now Shockley in the left corner. Backdoor play to Rich. Put up a shot rejected by Mason Morris. As into the ball game will come Cole Browning. And Daniel will check out. So Rich inbounds to Shockley in the right corner. To Gabe Orr, and Orr walked with it. 42-23, 19-point North Shelby lead. That's Morris. Will inbound to Perkins. Perkins across the timeline, back to Morris. And Morris will try a 14-footer, got it off the left baseline. So 2 points for Morris. Rich across the timeline, picked up by Perkins. Orr in the right corner, Shockley on the right baseline, back to Orr. Orr tried to get it inside to Browning, knocked away by Simmons, picked up by Perkins. And Perkins walked with it. Perkins just a half a step out of control. So it goes back to North Shelby, 42-25. Raiders with the lead in the basketball. Rich across the timeline. As foul's going to be on Blaine Perkins. Perkins picks up his third personal foul. J.D. Rich will inbound on the near sideline. It's to McDaniel in the backcourt across the timeline to Rich on the right wing and right corner the four. Back to Rich. As Rich brings it out between the two circles, tried to get it around him, and the pass is almost knocked away. It is knocked out of bounds by Owen Ream. So Cole Browning will inbound on the far sideline to Rich. Rich to Orr on the right wing in the right corner. McDaniel. Now they give it to Shockley. McDaniel thought about the three, didn't take it. Tried to get it back to Browning, and ball slapped out of bounds by Perkins. So Browning will inbound in the backcourt to Rich. As Rich guarded by Perkins. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Rich gives it to the left corner. McDaniel for three. Rims in and out, no good. And Perkins with the rebound. Gives it to Ream on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Mason Morris. Morris skips it back to Ream on the right wing. Ream back to Morris to the left block, but the left hand got it. 4 points for Mason Morris. 42-27. Raiders with the lead in the ball. As Orr gives it in the right corner to Shockley. Back to Rich around the horn to go to Browning on the left wing, the left corner to Gabe Orr. Back to Shockley between the two circles. Rich on the left wing. He'll try a three on the way. Bullseye. 12 points for J.D. Rich. 45-27. North Shelby with the lead. As the Putnam tried to get it inside to read it all and knocked out of bounds by Browning. The Reynolds will check in for Putnam County and Blaine Perkins will check out. 4:53 left to play in the third quarter. As Rich with the basketball. Gives it to Orr on the right wing in the right corner to Browning. Inside to McDaniel. McDaniel at the dotted line turns, puts it up and in. 17 points for Brendan McDaniel. Ream gives it to McReynolds. Back to Ream. Jump pass back to McReynolds. To Riediger, now Morris for three, no good. And Simmons had to rebound, stole away by McDaniel. Gives it to Orr. Orr lost it, picked up by Browning. To Shockley. Shockley tried to get it in the right corner and tried to throw it through three white jerseys, stolen away. And now Ream tried to get it past Gabe Orr, and they're going to call the foul, it looks like, on Daniel, nope, they're going to call it on Shockley. So Casey Shockley picks up the foul and a timeout on the floor. 4:10 left to play in the third quarter. It's North Shelby 47, Putnam County 27, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
4:10 left to play in the third quarter. Boys' consolation game, and North Shelby up by 20 over Putnam, 47-27, Putnam with the basketball. Morris on the left wing to Ream, top of the key. Hornaday around the top of the key to Morris. Morris kicks it out for Ream's three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! 9 points for Owen Ream. 47-30 as Rich across the timeline. Had the ball poked away by Ream. And a foul is going to be called on Owen Ream. That's his first. So it will be J.D. Rich to inbound on the near sideline. Rich looks for somebody. Orr in the backcourt. As Gabe Orr will bring it across the timeline, picked up by McReynolds. Bounce pass to Rich on the right wing. Rich walk got by with it. Gives it to Shockley in the left corner. Shockley, one dribble back to Orr now. Shockley on the left wing. Inside McDaniel. Reverse layup, no good. And Chase Tomlin off the rebound. To Ream. Gets it ahead. McReynolds. Back to Ream. Tomlin on the left wing. Back in the corner. He goes to Ream for three. No good. Hornaday had the rebound, stolen away by Browning. Shockley now gives it to Rich between the two circles. As Rich to the left side of the circle, the whore on the left wing. Rich on the left wing. As Rich gives it to McDaniel, three-pointer on the way off the left wing, no good. And Trace Riediger off the rebound. Riediger to Orr. Orr to the top of the key and walks with it. 2:45 left to play in the third quarter. Gabe Orr will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Rich. Rich walks it across the timeline. Guarded by Ream. Takes left side of the circle. Now down the left lane. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. The foul's going to be on who? Trace Riediger is the one who picked up the foul. Rich has 14 points, looking for 15. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. As Riediger comes off the rebound to Ream. Just ahead to McReynolds. Bounce pass back to Ream. Ream gets it to Tomlin on the left wing. Back to Ream. Inside to Riediger. Little five-footer. Got it. 12 points for Trace Riediger. 49-32. Raiders with the basketball as Rich will try a three. No good. And a rebound kicked out of bounds. They say last touch by the Raiders. So it's going to be Putnam County basketball as they kick the ball clear out of the gym. Referee goes out and looks both ways up and down the hall. Ream will go out and try to help him. Well, he found it. Now he comes back in the gym. As Owen Ream to McReynolds. Back to Ream. Low pressure by North Shelby. Tomlin on the left wing to Ream. Inside free throw line to Riediger. McReynolds kicks it back out to Ream. He'll try another three. Bullseye! Owen Ream with 4 3-pointers. He has 12. It's 49-35. Putnam with the lead. North Shelby with the basketball. That's Rich. To Browning in the left corner. Out to Orr. Orr takes it down the right lane. Puts up the shot. Partially blocked, but McDaniel with the rebound puts it up and in. He has 19. Ream dribbles into a double team. Kicks it over to McReynolds. Free throw line, Riediger. Hornaday takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. They do a foul. Let's see who they call this foul on. Could be Shockley or McDaniel, and it's going to be McDaniel. So Brendan McDaniel picks up his third personal foul. Cooper Hornaday at the line. He has 2, looking for 3. Shot up, missed it. Clay Cook will check in. Cole Browning will check out. 1:23 left to play in the third quarter. 51-35, North Shelby with the lead. Hornaday's next free throw up. Got it. 3 points for Cooper Hornaday. Pressure by Putnam County. Rich in the backcourt to McDaniel. Makes a bad pass thrown away by Tallman. Now Reams, three-pointer, no good. And the rebound, long rebound, comes out to Shockley. To McDaniel. Left wing, Gabe Orr. Cook in the left corner, dribbles to the left wing. Bounce pass to Orr between the two circles. Back to Cook on the left wing. To Orr. They swing it to the right wing to Rich. Now Shockley's three on the way. No good. And Cook off the rebound. Wide open three for J.D., no good. And Shockley off the rebound. He's tied up by McReynolds. And alternating possession stays in North Shelby as Jade Daniel will check in. Casey Shockley will check out. 43 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Rich on the far sideline. Orr back to Rich in the left corner to Cook. Cook kicks it out to McDaniel in the right corner. Stolen away by Ream. Ream will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. It goes down, it counts, and he's fouled, and they may get Gabe Orr for the foul. And they will. So Gabe Orr picks up his first foul. Owen Ream with 14 points, looking for 15. 31 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Zareem with 14 and make it 15. So 15 points for Owen Ream. A 12-point lead as they get it to McDaniel, and he just little 5-foot floater goes down. 21 points for McDaniel. Tomlin gives it to Ream. He gets it inside to Riediger, puts up a shot, missed it, off balance. Here comes J.D. Rich. Rich gets it to Cook in the left corner, skips it to the right wing to Orr. McDaniel back to Orr. He'll try a three off glass, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. North Shelby 53, Putnam County 39. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Back at La Plata High School, as we start the final 8 minutes, boys' consolation game, North Shelby leading Putnam County 53-39, and Putnam County will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. As Putnam County outscored North Shelby in that quarter 18-15. And Putnam County has pulled, they were down by 20, they pulled within 14. Perkins gets inbounds, gives back to Ream on the right wing, to Perkins to the left wing. To Morris, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Jay Daniel, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Daniel, and Mason Morris at the line to shoot two shots. He has four, looking for five. First shot up, got it. 5 points for Mason Morris. Chalkley will check back in. Daniel will check out for the Raiders. 53-40 as Morris with five, looking for six. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound, McDaniel. McDaniel dribbles through a double team. To the free throw line, pulls up, gives it back to Rich between the two circles to Orr on the right wing. Orr to Rich in the right corner. Back to Orr. Now Cook between the two circles. McDaniel on the left wing to Shockley. Tried to get it inside to Rich and stolen away by Riediger. To Ream. Over to Perkins. As Perkins to Morris on the left wing. To the right wing, Ream. Ream gets it down to Simmons. Now on the Ream in the right corner, guarded by Cook. Back to Simmons. To Perkins. Back to Orr. Owen Ream, bullseye, another three. This one out of the corner, 18 for Ream. Cook to Shockley for three, no good. And Perkins comes off the rebound. 10-point North Shelby lead. Perkins out of control, lost the ball, but then McDaniel lost it right back, tied up by Perkins. They call a jump ball, alternating possession, comes back to North Shelby. 6:48 left to play in the game as Putnam County's trimmed this lead to 10. They shoot by the Midgets. An inbound pass off the hand of McDaniel, and they give Perkins, stolen away by Perkins. He puts it up and in. And now North Shelby calls a timeout. A roar from the Putnam County fans. 6:42 left to play in the ball game. It's North Shelby 53, Putnam 45, back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Ever completely ready to adopt a teen?
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The murder.
Back in La Plata, pressured by Putnam County. North Shelby gets it into McDaniel, back to Rich, and Rich walks with it. Putnam County within eight, and they could get even closer to the basket here. 6:38 left to play in the ballgame. A lot of time as Ream will get it into Perkins. To Morris, back to Perkins between the two circles. Down to Riediger on the block off. Glass got it. 14 points for Trace Riediger. 6 points. Greater lead with the basketball. Well, a double team. Whistle and a foul. Foul against Putnam County. Foul's going to be on Owen Ream, and that's his second. So two fouls on Owen Ream as Dade Daniel will check in. Clay Cook will check out. As Rich will inbound. Gets it, he does to get it in to Orr. Orr kicks it off to Shockley in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Rich. Shockley in the right corner. Drives the right baseline. McDaniel had it at the top of the key, backs off between the two circles. Still with the dribble, back to Orr at the top of the key. McDaniel on the left wing, beyond the arc. McDaniel takes it, running five-footer that he loves, and missed this one. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Blaine Perkins will inbound. A little pressure by the Raiders as Perkins gives the ball over to Ream. Ream back to Perkins. Inside it goes to Riediger. Riediger off glass. Missed it. And off the rebound, McDaniel to Rich. As Rich will bring it across the timeline. Rich to McDaniel on the left wing and the left corner to Shockley. Shockley, one dribble, looks for somebody. McDaniel through the hoop and wedged it. On the layup, wedges the basketball and alternating. Well, they're going to call the foul. As the foul will be on number 23 would be Morris. That's his first. And Brendan McDaniel at the line. He has 21, looking for 22, and got it. 22 points, Brendan McDaniel. As McReynolds will check in, Owen Ream will set down for a breather. 54-47 as McDaniel next shot up, got it. 23 points for Brendan McDaniel. Blaine Perkins down the far sideline. Riediger gets it inside to Simmons, puts it up, got it. 2 points, Carter Simmons. Back to a six-point Raider lead. Inbound pass to Shockley. On the sideline, Shockley tried to throw it out of bounds off Perkins. And I think he did, but I think it also somehow hit Shockley again. So Morris will inbound to Perkins. McReynolds on the deep left wing. Now, Blaine Perkins just threw a five-foot fastball right at Riediger off his hands and out of bounds. As Rich gets it into McDaniel. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Morris. So Mason Morris picks up the foul. That's his second. Exactly 5 minutes left to play in the game. 17 fouls against Putnam County. 5 team fouls against North Shelby. As McDaniel, 23, looking for 24, and missed it. Trace Riediger off the rebound to Perkins. Perkins gives it to McReynolds. Now left wing to Morris. Throws, shoots a three ball. It's an air ball. Shockley out with it. Shockley gets it over to Rich. Bounce pass underneath to Orr. Lays it up and got it. 6 points for Gabe Orr. Back to an 8-point North Shelby lead as Perkins gets it inside to Simmons. Tried to put up a shot, missed it. And we'll see the foul's going to be on. They're calling on Daniel, and he just fouled out of the ballgame, I think. Yes, he did. So Jay Daniel just fouled out. Cole Browning will check back in. 4:30 left to play in the ball game. It's Carter Simmons with two, looking for three. First shot up, got it. 3 points for Carter Simmons. Simmons with three, looking for four. Shots on the way, missed it. And Orr off the rebound. And put to Rich. Rich went off his hands and out of bounds. So Putnam County gets right back, down by seven. McReynolds will inbound on the far sideline. McReynolds gets it out to Perkins between the two circles. Perkins to Simmons on the right wing. Back to Perkins. Morris between the two circles. McReynolds on the left wing. To Perkins. Perkins will take it to the hoop, place it up, got it. 4 points for Blaine Perkins. 5-point North Shelby lead. Lost the ball and is picked up by Perkins. The McReynolds. McReynolds gets it inside. Simmons off glass. It goes down. It counts and he fouls. The foul's going to be on Cole Browning. So Browning picks up his second foul. I thought that was Perkins, but evidently it was Simmons. He has five, looking for six. Shot up, got it. 6 points for Carter Simmons. 2-point North Shelby lead as Rich gets it into McDaniels. Ahead it goes to Browning. Lost it. Picked up by Simmons. They call a jump ball. Alternating possession. Comes back to Putnam County. 3:52 left to play in the ball game. North Shelby 57, Putnam County 55. As Blaine Perkins will inbound to McReynolds. Back to Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. To Riediger on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. To Morris on the left wing. Gives it to Perkins. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. No good. Riediger had it. Put it up. No good. Morris got it. Or maybe it was Simmons. Put it back up. Missed it. And drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Casey Shockley, and that's his second. So Carter Simmons again back to the line. He has six, looking for seven. Shots up, and he got it. Tried his level best to sneak out of the basket, but went back down. 7 points for Carter Simmons, looking for eight. Shots up, and no good. And Shockley off the rebound. To Rich. There's Rich. In the backcourt, looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets across the timeline to Browning. Underneath the wide open Gabe. Oh, it puts it up, missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds, last touch. I think it was a good give it to North Shelby. I think it was a good call. So McReynolds will check out. And Owen Ream checks back in. 1 point, North Shelby leads 57-56. 3:19 left to play. Shockley gets it into Browning on the right wing. Browning walked with it. Browning dribbled to the right side of the basket and drug his pivot foot. And now Cody Stoneburner wants a timeout. 3:15 left to play in the game. It's North Shelby 57, Putnam 56. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
And welcome back, everybody, to LaPlata. As Clayton Rittinger missed the layup, the Moors got the rebound, put it back up and in. Putnam County up by one as Rich to McDaniel. Back to Rich. 7 points for Mason Morris. 58-57, Putnam with the lead. As Cole Browning tried to get it in to McDaniel. And the foul's going to be against Putnam County. And Carter Simmons picked up his fourth foul. So Clay Cook will check back in. Browning will check out. 2:36 left to play. As McDaniel, 23 points, looking for 24. First one up, got it. And we're tied at 58. 24 points for Brendan McDaniel. Looking for 25. Give the Raiders a one-point lead. Shots up, got them both. Now the Raiders a one-point lead, 59-58. Blaine Perkins across the timeline. The ream between the two circles. Ream will try a three. No good. And Chocolate of the rebound. Gives it out to Rich. As Rich brings it across the timeline to Chocolate on the deep left wing. Chocolate between the two circles. Hands it off to Rich. Rich between the two circles. Rich backs off between the two circles. As Putnam County man-to-man. As now we have a offensive foul against Brendan McDaniel. And that's his fourth. As McReynolds will check back in for Putnam County, Blaine Perkins checks out. 59-58, North Shelby the lead. Here comes Putnam County. Owen Ream to McReynolds. Simmons on the right wing. Takes it down to the dotted line. Puts it up and got it. 9 points for Carter Simmons. A one-point Putnam County lead. Rich against Frazier will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it into McDaniel. McDaniel slipped, almost walked. Picks it back up. Gives it to Cook on the left wing. To Rich to the right wing. It goes to Orr. Shockley in the right corner. Shockley back to Orr. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Rich between the two circles. 1:30 left to play. As Rich guarded by Owen Ream to the left wing. Rich in the left corner to Cook. Cook gives it to McDaniel on the left side of the circle. Cook in the left corner. Cook back to Rich, and they lost the ball. Picked up by Trace Rittinger, and he's fouled by J.D. Rich. So J.D. Rich picks up his first foul of the ball game. 1:16 left to play. 1 point Putnam County lead as Trace Rittinger at the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. That's 18 fouls against Putnam County, against North Shelby. That's Rittinger. First shot up, missed it. Well, no, the 10-team fouls against North Shelby. So it's a two-shot foul. Rittinger with 14, looking for 15. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Rich comes out with the rebound. Rich out of a double team. Looks for somebody, finds McDaniel. To Shockley. Shockley across the timeline. Or drives the right baseline. And lost a handle on the basketball. Stolen away by McReynolds. Under a minute left to play. Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. As Ream splits a double team. Fans out to the right wing. Brings it back out between the two circles. Carter Simmons on the right wing. Simmons with a couple of dribbles. And look for somebody. Gets it to Weaver in the right corner. Back to Ream between the two circles. Ream guarded by Orr. Ream back to Weaver on the deep right wing. Gives it to Morris on the left wing. Morris, and he's fouled by Shockley. Casey Shockley just fouled him to stop the clock. As they ran off 35 seconds before the foul. So Mason Morris will be at the line. He'll shoot two shots. Morris has seven, looking for eight. First shot on the way, in and out, no good. 25.5 seconds left to play. 60-59, Putnam County with a lead. It's Morris. Second shot on the way. Got it. Tried to come back out. Stayed down. 8 points for Morris. A 2-point Putnam lead as Rich with the basketball. Rich brings across the sideline. And now Cody Stoneburner wants a timeout. 19 seconds left to play in regulation. Putnam County 61, North Shelby 59. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The murder.
Back in La Plata. North Shelby down by two with a basketball. Shockley takes it around the top of the key. Down the lane, put up a shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Braden McReynolds. So McReynolds picks up his first foul. Casey Shockley will be at the line to shoot two. Shockley on the night with 3 points. First one is up. It's no good. And the rebound, Trace Riediger. And she gets it out to Morris. Stops the clock with 9 seconds left. As the foul is going to be on McDaniel, and he just fouled out. As Cole Browning will check back in for the Raiders. Morris with 8 points, looking for nine. First shot on the way. Got it. 9 points for Mason Morris. 3 point Putnam County lead. Putnam County was down in the second half by 20 points and have fought their way back. Moore's second free throw on the way. Got it. Two possession lead for Putnam County. And now, what are they saying? Okay, they're going to take that one away. A lane violation. Now, the inbound pass is thrown away by McReynolds. I'm waiting to see. Scoreboard said, well, they're up by three. That would be right. So McReynolds stole inbound pass, but walked with it. 7 seconds left in regulation. Comes into Rich. Rich long shot, no good. Didn't need to take it that quick. And that's going to be the ball game with the final score. Putnam County 62 and North Shelby 59. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
The people who care at Allied Glass in Hiawatha would like to take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. This message courtesy of our good friends at Allied Glass, 1575 Kettleson Drive in Hiawatha. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. On the air, because they care.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to La Plata Tournament. It, boys, it's a final, the boys' consolation game, and Putnam County climbed a big hill to get back into this one as they win their 13th game of the year by defeating North Shelby 62-59. Take a look at the first of the scoring, first for Putnam County. Carter Simmons with 9, Blaine Perkins with 4, Owen Ream with 18, Trace Riediger with 14, Braden McReynolds with 5, Mason Morris with 9, and Cooper Hornaday with 3. Bernard Shelby, Clay Cook with 3 points, Jay Bohr with 6, J.D. Rich with 14, Brendan McDaniel with 25, Jay Daniel with 8, and Casey Shockley with 3. North Shelby led 20-10 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Putnam 18-11 in the second quarter and led 38-21 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam outscored North Shelby 18-15. North Shelby led 53-39 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam outscored North Shelby 23-6, and Putnam County wins it 62-59. Putnam County improves to 13-9. North Shelby 9-12. So they take on the Constellation Trophy on the boys' side. In the girls' Constellation game, it was Atlanta winning their 13th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 44-28. Atlanta led in scoring by Kaylee Majors with 23 points. Scotland County led by Paige Bishop with 12. Atlanta led 13-8 after one quarter. Scotland now scored Atlanta 12-11 in the second quarter. Atlanta led 24-20 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 4 apiece. Atlanta led 28-24 after 3. But in the fourth quarter, Atlanta outscored Scotland 16-4. Atlanta wins it 44-28. Atlanta improves to 13-9. Scotland County girls 9-13. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, it's the two third-place games and the two championship games. We'll have the boys' third-place game at about 3:30. That'll be Schuyler County and Canton. Then the girls' championship game following that, Schuyler County and North Shelby. For Hunter Sapp from the La Plata Tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.